Pope Benedict says the Holy See and Catholic non-governmental organisations, or NGOs, share the same passion to promote human dignity. The Pope's remark was the central theme of his address to participants in a three-day forum held in the Vatican with Catholic NGOs, which ended on Sunday. The Secretariat of State organised the meeting to discuss best practices for cooperating on topics of global importance. In his speech, Pope Benedict encouraged the participants to spread the Church's social doctrine and counter the fruits of a relativistic logic.
I encourage you then to counter relativism creatively by presenting the great truths about man's innate dignity and the rights which are derived from said dignity.
What is needed, he said, is a spirit of solidarity conducive for promoting those ethical principles.
When experienced in solidarity, legitimate pluralism and diversity will lead not to division and competition, but to ever greater effectiveness. The activities of your organizations will bear genuine fruit provided they remain faithful to the Church Magisterium, anchored in communion with her pastors, and above all with the successor of Peter, and meet in a spirit of prudent openness the challenges of the present moment.
As the Holy See's permanent observer to the UN in Geneva, Archbishop Silvano Tomasi works closely with faith-based NGOs and was a key speaker at this forum in the Vatican. He told Philippa Hitchin more about the aims of the meeting.
The meeting we are attending is very focused. It deals with those Catholic-inspired organizations that are active with intergovernmental bodies. So it's not all Catholic associations or NGOs, but it's very specific. Second point to keep in mind, it seems to me, to understand this meeting, is that we have arrived at a moment of decision. There's been an historical process evolving. After World War I, after World War II, after Vatican Council II, there were Catholic organizations developed and were born, developed, but each one of these has also aged. And we have arrived at the point, at the beginning of this third millennium, that some of the organizations that were active with intergovernmental bodies had kind of exhausted their energy. And new ones have emerged. And the new ones come from ecclesia movements, from new lay initiatives, from religious communities of men and women who want to be represented where the big decisions of the international community are made, and emphasizing their charism, poverty for the Franciscans, migration for the Scalabrinians, education for the Marist brothers. And in that way, they want to be able to say a word and to influence the decisions that are going to affect the international culture and international decisions. So, first of all, it's an opportune moment to meet and compare notes. Second, to plan together. One of these organizations should be left alone to develop its own talents and its own charism. But at the same time, there should be communication. We should know what's going on. In other words, if there are three or four Catholic-inspired organizations that are concerned with education and schools, they should know what they are doing among themselves, although each one develops its own agenda. So this is what I think this meeting is going to bring about: a mutual knowledge, increased communication, a minimum of coordination, and a link with the permanent observers of the Holy See that are in place in these capitals of the international life like Geneva, New York, Brussels, Vienna. And in this way, the Catholic tradition, the Christian values, have a better chance to be presented and to be supported.
That was the Holy See's permanent observer to the United Nations in Geneva, Archbishop Silvano Tomasi, speaking to my colleague Philippa Hitchin.